been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the March 8th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, the pullback in the market continues here today. I wrote in my newsletter, the title of my newsletter last Saturday was Time for a Pullback. Well, we're getting a pullback. The Dow is down 185 points today. And I think it's been down every day this week. Maybe it was up Monday, but I know the last 4 days for sure, the Dow is down 0.7%. We're back to 25,288. Definitely going to have a down week after quite a run starting on the day after Christmas. The S&P 500 is down 26 points. That's 1%. It's at 2722. The energy stocks weighing heavily on the S&P today and the tech stocks. NASDAQ down 71. That works out to 1%. It's back to 7350 right now. The small cap index Russell 2000 down 6 points. That works out to 0.4%. Crude oil is down $1.86 per barrel. Global, it's a good indicator for where global growth is expected to be. And we've seen some downgrades to global growth expectations this week between Europe and China, particularly. Gold up $10.50 today, $10.50. It's up 0.8% to $12.96. Silver's up 23 cents to $15.27 per ounce. And the 10-year, kind of unusual to see the 10-year actually rising here 3 basis points. It's at 2.65%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I got my seatbelt on here, my office chair high atop Charleston, South Carolina, overlooking the Ashley River. I started the week with 836 B plus or better stocks, and I've been saying this market's a bit overheated. We had quite a run beginning on Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, until late last week. And in my newsletter last week, the title was Time for a Pullback, a Refreshing Pause. Well, let's hope it's no more than that. But so far, that's all it looks like to be. You know, that's going to happen from time to time. Today, I'm down to 331 B plus or better stocks. Now, that's more of a normal number. I got as low as 35 back in December, indicating a very oversold condition for the market. You saw what happened from that oversold condition. Then we got to a very overbought condition late last week, and now here we are almost back to normal. Well, the market's never normal. There's always something going on. What is it today? Well, I would say a couple of things. Before the jobs report, actually, you know, the jobs report really had little impact on the market because we were already down in the futures about the same point where we are right now in the market. But I think the headline news is no deal imminent. All right, that's China and the U.S. No deal imminent between the two biggest economies in the world. And China was down 4% overnight. Japan down 2%. Hong Kong down 2%. That's probably the biggest headline moving the markets. Now, I just saw Trump getting on his helicopter, dodging the blades there. He also said that he's still very confident that a deal will be made with China. I feel like that's a true statement. But you know what? Both sides are pretty tough negotiators. Well, tomorrow will be March 9th. That was actually the day that the market hit its high back on March, or the low, rather, back on March 9th of 2019. Now, the question is, was the October 3rd high of last year the end of the bull market? Okay, time will only tell, because that's when we saw the last high in the market, when the S&P closed around 2,940. Then it dipped clear down to 2,046, and right now we're sitting at 2,731. We're in the midst of a pullback, but we're still 210 points below the all-time high, which was set back in September, mid-September of last year. Now, if you go back to the last bear market that we had, it began on October 11th, 2007, and it didn't bottom until 3-6, 3-9. It was actually 3-9, March 9th, 2009. That bear market went for 17 and a half months from the top to the bottom, everybody, there are some that thought maybe, think that maybe we saw the top back in September of 2009 of this year. I don't see that evidence yet, but only time will tell. So really the anniversary, yeah, it's 1 year, it's 10 years ago tomorrow that we hit the bottom, but so far we hit the high back in September of last year. Only time will tell if that was the high during this current bull, which is almost 10 years old. Well, last week I wrote about time for a pause. You know, there are some logical hedges to put in place at the current time. Nothing big, but maybe just to smooth out the ride, a couple of shock absorbers here and there on a bumpy road. I think the best place to put hedges are the places that have gone up the most. The small cap indexes roared out of the gate in 2019. Then there's some inverse funds. I wouldn't go hog wild that could smooth out the ride, that are inverse the S&P 500 or the Russell 2000 and the S&P 600. The S&P has come roaring out of the gate. There could be some hedges put into a portfolio there right now until the bumps are over. And if you have an income portfolio, the most obvious place to hedge would be, again, probably the S&P 500. Now, the U.S. dollar has really gotten strong here. You know, with all of the news out of Europe and how weak their economy is, and how Mario Draghi not committed to really any more quantitative easing over there, the dollar exploded higher yesterday. Today it's pulling back a little bit, but the dollar is now at a 52-week high. I would say that has more to do with the sell-off in the market than any other factor right now. Second would be the news coming out of U.S.-China trade negotiations. I would think that the Fed at this point has been completely taken out of the picture, especially when you consider the jobs report that came in today. I was shocked. You know, I was listening to it live, and when I heard the guy say 20,000 jobs were created in January, I thought, did I miss something? Maybe it was 120,000. Maybe I misheard. No, it was right. 20,000 jobs created versus the consensus of 181,000, but the unemployment rate goes down to 3.8% from 3.9%. And the ADP payroll numbers were much better than the actual jobs report coming out from the U.S. government. But nevertheless, it was a weaker than expected, much weaker than expected jobs report. It was a big miss. The revisions to January and December were marginal. But, I mean, the good news, I guess, the unemployment rate actually fell a tick to 3.8%. The labor force participation rate was steady at 63.2%. And we are getting a little bump higher in wages, which hasn't happened in a long time. So that weighing obviously on the market today, that jobs report. Now I see Larry Kudlow being interviewed right now. I obviously can't listen, but I'll try to listen here during the break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the jobs report, housing starts. Oh, there's some good stocks in the news today. Look at Costco. They come in and blow away earnings. Big, big downgrade on one of the major oil and gas stocks. I have no exposure to the energy sector. Funko in the news, Boeing in the news, Tilray in the news, Kronos, and a whole lot of others. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Dallas, here we come. April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That is a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we will be at the Hilton, Grapevine. The Grapevine. I heard it through the grapevine that we're going to be at the Hilton Conference Center Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Dallas 3rd, 4th, 5th. That would be some good backdrop music there. Ken, if you're listening, my producer in Dallas. But I heard it through the grapevine music behind the commercial we're working on there. Okay, that would be good. Whether it's Gladys Knight's version or or Marvin Gaye's version or The Temptations. Yeah, a lot of versions. That sounds good, the California Raisins. So we will be there. You know what? I'm going to be meeting with folks during the day, Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe a little bit on Friday. I have a newsletter to write, you know. And if you'd like to make an appointment with me, with us, my team will be there. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Or you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. I don't know if the website's been updated. I'm looking at my website master, my webmaster there. Has the website been updated yet? Well, we'll check after the show. But we will be there. And then following up with that, we'll be in Sarasota, May 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Hyatt Regency downtown. They have a nice conference center there. I want to do a workshop while I'm there. And, of course, I'm doing a workshop in Dallas on that Wednesday, which is April, April the 3rd. Okay, a lot of numbers here going through my head. P.E. ratios, S&P 500, unemployment numbers. Okay, and we're trying to keep track of the Hilton Grapevine, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Dallas. Okay, let's see what else is happening. Do I have any good news today? Well, the good news is we're coming to Dallas. Let's see about the market, however. What the heck is going on here? Well, we had the big jobs miss, but we did get a better-than-expected housing starts. I guess the ground finally thawed. Is the ground thawed in Minneapolis yet, or is it still frozen? The tundra? Still on the field there, you know, where the Twins play, or is it thawed out? Housing starts coming back a bit, 18.6%. That was a good news there on housing starts. The bank stocks, especially weak. You know, the financial sector, especially weak. Especially yesterday, and that comes amid the European Central Bank's dimmed outlook. I would say that was the weakest sector yesterday. I haven't looked at it yet today. But the European Central Bank's dimmer outlook for the Eurozone growth and lengthened timeline for when its next rate hike might occur are leading bank stocks lower. Yes, absolutely. With the Europe-based banks, well, that's UBS, Deutsche Bank, etc., bearing the brunt. There is ING, another one. There is an ETF that owns European financials. It was down 2.3% yesterday. The U.S. financials, which a lot of ETFs which track the U.S. financials, they were down 1.3%. Now, if you go back to the last bear market, which we will have at some point in time, That bear market was 17 and a half months. It began on October 11th, 2007, and it finally bottomed out on March the 9th, 2009. What was the very best inverse fund? Well, it was the financial inverse. How about two times? Two times inverse the financials. I got to do the math. I got to do it from, I got to recalculate. I know what it did in 2008, but how about from the peak of the market to the bottom? It was the financials that were at the center. That was the eye wall of the hurricane. That's where the most damage was done. There's where the trees were uprooted. There's where the TARP funds went. You know, along those lines, I'm always looking ahead and preparing and planning, and, you know, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt there's a bear market out there somewhere, and you know that I'm an active investor, that I don't just sit back and watch things go down. I do my best to shore things up to protect, and if possible, maybe there will be some money-making opportunities in the next bear market like the inverse financials were the last time around. Now, we don't know where the eye wall of the hurricane will be the next time around, but I've also weighed out in my mind, what if I checked in, I saw a bond offering yesterday. It was Ford five-year bonds, 5.5%. I said, you know what? That 5.5% might look pretty good during a bear market. Then I did some studying. I talked to the bond department there at Ameritrade, and I realized something through my discussion with them. You know what? The last time that the economy weakened, GM went bankrupt. All right. GM bond holders eventually got, I think, 25 cents on the dollar. So those people that were scooping up those GM bonds at those juicy rates, well, GM could not withstand a downturn in the economy. Now, Ford has never defaulted on a bond yet, but think about Chrysler. Think about GM. That is a very shaky industry. And I can't say that Ford is really on firm ground at the current time. In fact, they're on quite shaky ground. So nevertheless, you know, I thought, that 5.5% might look pretty good, but there's a reason why they're having to pay 5.5% for five-year money. There's a lot of risk. There's a lot of risk there. And, you know, that could be another weak part of the market, the next economic downturn, the auto sector. Well, worries about growth in Asia, worries about growth in Europe. Now China continues to lower their forecast, their growth forecast. Man, I'll tell you what, I think they need a deal of some sort, you would think, but they also are very strong-willed. Asian stocks shuddered lower overnight after shockingly weak trade data from China heightened market fears. And this comes a day after European policymakers slashed growth forecasts for the bloc. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When the bear hits, the only way you're going to make money in a bear market is through some of these inverse funds. They will go up wildly at that point in time. No, we're not in a bear market. But there is one hanging out there somewhere. Beijing reported exports in February tumbled 21% from a year earlier, far beneath the forecast of a 4.8 drop. Global economic slowdown. That's what's hurting the market here this week. And a very weak jobs report coming out of the U.S. today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Oh,
welcome to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, the good news is sometimes selling begets selling, and I'm actually seeing the market strengthen just a little bit here. You say, well, what do you see? I'm just looking at Adobe. Adobe's a stock I own in my premier growth portfolio. Adobe came right down to its 50-day moving average, and it's bouncing off of that 50-day moving average. Even though the averages aren't, well, the Dow was down about, what, 230. Now it's down 156. NASDAQ's still down 60, though. But at least there's a green shoot there in Adobe. This more than likely is a buying opportunity on this pullback in the market. I'll be writing about it. I will be updating my numbers, very critical, important numbers, in my newsletter over the weekend. I should have that thing out tomorrow morning. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. One of the biggest issues I will be exploring was last October the 2nd, 2018, the top of this current bear market. And I'll also be talking about just a few facts from the last bear market, where there were actually some very wildly profitable investments to be had in the last bear market of 2007 through 2009. Oil and gas stocks lower today after Norway's decision. You know, Norway runs a $1.2 trillion. $1.2 trillion. How'd you like to manage that thing? Sovereign wealth fund, they are not going to buy any oil stocks anymore in this wealth fund. They figure they already have enough exposure to oil in Norway. You know, the Swedes and the Norwegians, Norway got the oil, and that's always bugged the Swedes. I'm not in on that. You know, I'm from the Norwegian side of the aisle, my father and his ancestors. The oil and gas stocks are sliding on the news. Another thing that stood out to me today in the oil sector, Cowan downgrades ExxonMobil. And they didn't just cut their target price. They cut it by 25%. Wow. That is a huge downgrade. Exxon today is down 1.7%. What is their reason? They slashed their 12-month target price from $100 to $75 per share. They think it could continue to grow its dividend, but they say that the dividend has increased 10 of the last 12 years. The downgrade comes 2 days after Exxon issued new guidance and said its profit potential and ability to generate cash have improved, but they also proposed higher spending in coming years. There was a little bit of a newsworthy advance yesterday in Parkinson's disease. Thinly traded Seelos Therapeutics. The symbol is SEEL, S-E-E-L. Let's see if it's it's following through today. It's up 40% today. It was up big time yesterday on robust volume in response to its announcement that has exclusively in-licensed the rights to a family of peptide inhibitors that target the aggregation of alpha-synuclein from the Regents of the University of California. That's UCLA. The Bruins. The company has designed the new program as SLS-007-007 with an initial focus on Parkinson's disease. Okay, it doesn't really sound like a breakthrough. Just sounds like they're getting some exposure to this area of the market. Let's see. Bank of America, they like Lululemon. Lemon, L-U-L-U. I do too. I continue to own Lulu. It hasn't done much. It had a really good run, which started midway through December, had a heck of a run. It's cooled off recently, but I still have a pretty lofty target price on Lulu. Let me just take a look here. Let's just put Lulu under the microscope here for a minute. Of course, the craze in yoga has certainly helped Lululemon. You know, over the last 10 years, an investment in Lulu, 50% per year. This is one of the stocks of the decade. You know, I see these women carrying their mats and dressed up in their Lulu gear. 10-year investment, okay? Besides joining a yoga club, look at the stock. 50% per year. Well, the market, 12%. That's quadruple what the market has done. Over the last 5 years, 25% per year. That's just the advance of the stock, capital appreciation. That's more than triple the market. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 34%, market 11%, so it's again tripled the returns of the S&P. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 77%, market down 6%. From a valuation point of view, I have a $280 target price 5 years from now, and the stock is currently trading at about one half of that target price at $140. No guarantees that it will get there. Lulu is currently ranked at number 186 out of 5,070, and it is one of the stocks that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. Their most recent quarter, earnings up 34%, sales up 21%. Lulu is now a $19 billion market cap company, which moves it into mid-cap range. And who knows, maybe it becomes a large cap. Maybe a Nike or somebody like that buys them out at some point in time. I don't know. But in the meantime, Lulu been a very good stock. I continue to own it. And Bank of America Merrill Lynch, you know, that should be a reason to not like it. But I think they're right on this one. They say the company is well positioned for the spring season. We believe Lulu is well positioned for current trends that favor a blending of performance and fashion. Management is expected to issue solid but conservative guidance at Lululemon's investor event next month. Well, Jim Cramer, one of the stocks that's been pretty hot here recently is Funko, F-N-K-O. Jim Cramer featured the stock yesterday. It's been highly rated in my Best Stocks Now app. Funko is a pop culture retailer. Be careful with that because they go in and out of favor. But Funko is up 10.2% today after a positive mention on CNBC's Mad Money show. Jim Cramer thinks Funko, FNKO, has a knack of being ahead of the competitors in anticipating pop culture trends. Okay, yeah, you just don't want to be wrong. You don't want to print up a bunch of T-shirts on somebody you think's going to be a big pop culture hero, and he turns out getting arrested or something like that. You know, this happens all the time, too. Let's just take a look here where Funko is ranked right now in the Best Stocks Now app. That's why the market is so fun, Funko, to watch on a daily basis. Funko is up 126% over the last 12 months. It was ranked number 5 last week in the Best Stocks Now app, mostly on momentum. Yesterday, it was ranked number 17. Today, it's ranked number 235 out of 5,070. Funko has kind of gone bonko since going public last year. Boeing can keep flying high, says Argus Analyst. You know, Boeing's one of the reasons, it's been one of the big stocks that has been in correction mode here. Boeing's being bought today. Boeing hit a high of 445. It pulled back yesterday to about 415. It was down about $30 per share. There's another one. Now, Boeing just went positive. It's up 2 cents now for the day. I like this action that I'm seeing in the market. I like the fact that Adobe came down to its support level and is being bought. And I like the fact that Boeing, which has been the biggest winner in the Dow this year. It's one of my biggest positions here at Gunderson Capital Management. I like the fact that it's pulled back and now there's some buying going on in Boeing, and the stock just went positive. Boeing's up 31% year-to-date. Argus analyst John Eade thinks the stock has further to fly, reiterating his buy rating and raising his target price to $4.60 from $4.20. Lot of cannabis news when we come back. And Costco. Oh, one of my favorites in the news today. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour for the week. And we'll take a couple of days off. I'll be sending out the newsletter tomorrow morning, armed with fresh numbers on this earnings season, armed with fresh numbers on EPS estimates for this year. After all, that's what's been the biggest driver of this bull market. It's been earnings. Earnings have been going higher for 9-plus years. Can they continue? We'll see where those estimates are this week. And look at this. The market has rebounded quite a bit since we started the show. The market now down 80 points. It was down 230 at one point in time. You know what? I see more by looking at these individual stocks, and I kept looking at more and more the Boeing of the world, the Adobes, seeing them bouncing and seeing these sell-offs actually being bought in these stocks. You can see it in the charts. Very, 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 very important. Okay, let's take a look at a couple of stocks here. In the news, let's begin with Tilray. I got to bring up Tilray. I get a lot of questions. I do not own Tilray. When they can show me some earnings and consistent growth of earnings. Now, Tilray is the one that got the investment. It's got some investments, too, from some big companies. Canopy's got an investment from Constellation Brands. Cronos today got their money from Marlboro, $2.4 billion from Altria. Jefferies is bearish on Tilray. So am I. Cannabis producer Tilray. Let's see what it's doing today. You know what? That stock got up to $300 per share. Ugh, that's an ugly chart. It's down to $68 today. They saying that their discounted cash flow model shows that it's way overvalued. Really? Do you think? It's way, I've been telling you, it came public at $12 a share and went to $300. What do you think the valuation was at that point in time? Now it's down to $68 and it's still overvalued. Well, Cronos, they got their money, they got a check, they got a wire today into their bank account for $2.4 billion Canadian from Altria. You ever hear of them? You remember the Marlboro man? Well, now he's riding backwards on his horse as he smokes a joint. I don't know about that. But they did get their money. Let's see how Cronos is doing. Down 1.5%. No earnings yet. $3.8 billion market cap. And let's do our featured stock of the day here. Saturday, a lot of times you might see me at a Costco. I go around, get the free samples. I take a pair of sunglasses. I take a little hat with me. I should do like a fake mustache and beard. And if there's something really good, like smoked salmon or something like that, you know, as Norwegians, we like our smoked salmon. I might go around two or three times, you know, but I'll buy some. I'll always buy some if I do that. I'll ask the lady, I really like it. Where do I find it on the shelf? And I'll buy a pack just so I don't feel too guilty. I see others. They have no shame. I see people go buy that Norwegian salmon lady three or four, five times and then not buy any. Okay. You try that with a little dill? Oh, boy, on some cream cheese and crackers, that's good stuff. Anyways, Oppenheimer keeps Costco as a top pick. Costco reported earnings today, and the stock is flying. It's up 5.1% on a day when the Dow is down 111 now. Boy, it's bouncing around. I'm glad I took some Dramamine before I began the day, and I'm glad I got a seatbelt. I need a shoulder harness. Is there an office chair with a shoulder harness, too? This market has just been like crazy, and an oxygen mask. I need some oxygen here. Anyways, Costco has been a great performer over the years. I would say one of America's favorite places to shop. Just keep the men out of there. We come home with 5 gallons of pepperoncinis and all kind of this and that, a 12-pound salami, you know, stuff we really don't need, and a whole wheel of Gouda, smoked Gouda from Holland. Over the last 10 years, Costco, 22% per year. You see, they make a lot of money on a wheel of Gouda. It's Gouda. Over the last 5 years, 17% per year, more than doubling the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, you know, I also think that Costco may be Amazon can't touch it because there is an experience, right? Going to Costco is part of the experience. If nothing else, the $1.50 hot dog with a fountain drink, man, and all the condiments you can possibly fit on that hot dog. The stock over the last 12 months up 14%, market down 15%. Costco, you know, my biggest problem with Costco is its valuation. It is very, very expensive, more than a wheel of Gouda from Holland. Costco is now a $95 billion company. I watched Costco grow up. You know, Saul Price, the old Price Club, was started in San Diego. And he had a forerunner to Costco not too far from where I grew up. My mother used to love it. She says he ought to expand this concept. Well, Mom, today, my late mother, the Costco is a $95 billion company. I own it in my growth and income hold portfolio, the one that I buy and hold, and it's having a very good day here today. Well, look, I'm out of time. I'm having way too much fun here. Anyways, the newsletter going out tomorrow morning. Boy, I've got a good start on it. There's going to be some really good information in that, as usual, as in-depth, looking down every little nook and cranny and tributary and creek and canal and river that flows into the U.S. economy, all those little individual stocks that make up the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, you know, all of them in Gunderson's newsletter. I try to focus. What's the name of the newsletter? Best Stocks Now, because that's what we're all looking for. Sometimes there's not any best stocks now when we're in a bear market. But even then, you know, there's always something. Dollar Tree was up 66% during the bear market of 2000 to 2000. AutoZone had a good year that year. The pawn shops did well. FCFS. In fact, I had the CEO on the air right before the big sell-off bear market of 2007-2008. Well, if you'd like to talk to an active investor, if you're in a passive form of investing, you never hear from anybody, and nobody does nothing about nothing, give us a call, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.